Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Randy Sycamo. Randy's with the Pella Historical Society. Randy, thank you so much for taking some time out this afternoon and stopping by.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I understand this weekend coming up, an open house event for the Historical Society. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this weekend.
Yes, on Saturday, we're having an open house from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at both the Sculte House and the Windmill / Village. The entire village will be open. It's free to the public. No cost. It is sponsored by Pella Motors, and we appreciate their help, but completely free to the public and pretty much for Pella residents. This isn't for the whole nation to come through and take advantage. We're primarily wanting to focus on the Pella residents.
Sure. And of course, we want to open things up and give people a chance to see some of these great attractions in Pella.
Yes, absolutely. I've been on steering committee and historical society and Tulip Time and so forth for a long time, and I hear a lot of comments about people that, I've lived in Pella my whole life and I've never been through the Sculte House, or I've never been through the historical village. A lot of people have been in the windmill now since it's been built, but not even everyone's done that. But this is an opportunity to go through the Sculte House and the village and the windmill and see what Pella and the Historical Society has to offer. It's a tremendous amount of history and museum-type things and great architecture, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a great price, so people should take advantage of it.
Absolutely. You can't beat the price.
That's right. You can't beat the price.
Now, some different things that the Historical Society has been working on. I know earlier this year, just for one, I'm sure the many, the Sculte House had some experts come through and take a look at that facility and give some opinions on that.
Yeah, to improve our product, basically.
Yeah.
We did have a class come down from Iowa State in museum curation or whatever that major is. I'm not exactly sure of the major title, but several class of students come down and analyze the Sculte House, the village, the windmill, look at structural problems or improvements that needed to be made, traffic flow, sight lines, a lot of different things. They made a lot of great recommendations, and it's up to the Historical Society then to prioritize those and get them into their budget and see what we can afford to do in given years and so forth. But yeah, we certainly want to continually improve the product. And this kind of ties into that, where our membership drive is responsible for a good share of the revenues for the Historical Society. Everybody thinks that they make a lot of money from Tulip Time, and they do make some money from Tulip Time, but that's only a part of the revenues for the Historical Society. The dues, memberships are another big part, equally as a large part of the revenue stream, as well as a few of our other functions. But we would certainly like to encourage people to join as members to support the Historical Society. I know the tourism industry in Pella is very strong, thankfully, and I don't know if luckily is the right word, because we do it on purpose, but the Historical Society is a very key player in that industry here in town, and we have so many attractions here in town for people to come to Pella, not just at Tulip Time, even during the year. You can go on any nice Saturday and see the lineup at the bakeries or the retail stores or anything in town, and I know the hotels will attest to the fact that, the tourism industry is very vital to our local economy, with the sales tax issues that go back into the infrastructure of the town and so forth. So this is all tied together, and as long as the Historical Society can continue to improve its product and show this history, that's the goal here.
Sure, and as you mentioned, the Historical Society and the members very heavily involved with that successful tourism industry that we enjoy here in Pella. What are some things that people may be interested in becoming a member of the Historical Society can look forward to with that membership?
You do get free access to these assets, the Sculte House, the windmill, the village. So if you have friends or family that come in non-Tulip Time times, you get access to those things. And it's just the knowledge of supporting this as it supports the community. And I know people have a lot of choices to choose with their donation dollars, and there's a lot of good activities out there. This is just another one of those that you would go to help maintain our Dutch heritage. I mean, that's the real reason of Tulip Time, is to celebrate our Dutch heritage in the first place. The real point is to celebrate Sculte and the pioneers and our Dutch heritage, and that's exactly what the Historical Society is all about, is maintaining our Dutch heritage here in town.
And over time, too. This has been going on for a long, long time, and always working to continue that and keep membership fresh and keep fresh faces involved.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a generational thing. There's And quite honestly, the vast majority of our members are people my age or older, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that it kind of takes people that long to appreciate the value of the history and the restoration and so forth, to be honest. So, yeah, we want to open this up to a lot of generations to get involved. I mean, if you join the society, is one thing to help with your dollars, but then they also look for volunteers at different functions. I mean, we have lots of different things going on, Kermis and Sinterklaas and other things besides Tulip Time. I know the Garden Club show is going to use the Skolty House this year as one of their houses on the Garden Club tour. So that's going to be really cool to have a lot of out-of-town people see that through that function. So very neat to have different generations involved in the support process
here. Absolutely. Any other sort of improvements or big news from the Historical Society as far as some of those attractions go?
Certainly, we have a lot of real estate that needs maintaining, and that's not real sexy, if you will, to go out and raise funds for that sort of thing. But the fact is that the Wyatt Earp House, the Skolty Church, the Skolty House, the Amsterdam School, all these things that they own are buildings, and they need to be maintained. And so that's one of our main expenses, but it's only one of the expenses. But certainly could use all of the help from a financial and a volunteer standpoint from that respect.
Sure. And this weekend, this event, of course, just a wonderful opportunity to educate people and let them know in what ways this organization benefits the community.
Yeah, exactly. Pella Historical Society is the hub behind Tulip Time. Obviously, there's thousands of people that contribute their time and efforts and money to make Tulip Time work. It's coordinated by the Historical Society through the Steering Committee, which is a committee of the Historical Society. And so some people, it's funny because, like I said, I've been active in Tulip Time, and there's a number of people that just think that Tulip Time just happens, that, you know, it's just, okay, it's May, so Tulip Time happens. Well, to a certain extent, some things do just happen, but for the large part, it's got to be coordinated and planned, and things have to be done properly and legally and coordinate with different things. And so we want to bring awareness to the fact that the Historical Society is the key behind Tulip Time, which is one of our great events. It's not the only reason people come to Pella, obviously, but it's certainly one of the big draws to Pella. But also that it maintains things, you know, for people to come in the summertime during Central football games, you know, or the races in Knoxville, or the list goes on and on and on, that when people are in this vicinity, they come to Pella to see different sights and sounds, and certainly the Historical Society key to that.
All right. Well, Randy, thank you so much for stopping by today and giving us some great information about this weekend.
Well, thanks. I invite everyone to come to the open house Saturday from 10 to 4 o'clock, and I hope to see a lot of people there.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Again, that was our guest, Randy Sikkema, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.